Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. Or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
Good morning and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Fletcher, and Dr. Bessie, we're here on the round table. See if we can get some things going. So good to be back on the air. On a post this morning, say good morning. The air for a couple of days, you kind of forget what you're supposed to be doing on the switchboard. So I thank you guys for being so patient with me and last week, and so I'm not going to get into a lot of it. We'll talk about it maybe later on today and not into too much detail. But first, before we get started, I just want to thank God. Father God, I thank you this morning for all the blessings. I thank you for the creative mind that you put inside of me, the way that you use me to glorify you and your kingdom. Father God, I ask that you bless every mother and daughter around the world, that they will see the importance of their relationship to the longevity of the families, generations that come behind from one daughter to another daughter to another daughter. And Father God, from those generations that we ask that it spread out and be a blessing to the fathers and sons, because no one come onto this earth without coming through a mother. And that mother has the important role of nurturing the mind of that daughter or that. So, Father God, we ask you which will bless the entire family. This morning, Father, I ask that you touch the minds of each and every one that's on the line, and the ones that's trying to get on or coming on, that they will hear something that will help them to get one step closer to you. Father God, I thank you, and as always, for choosing me to be the one to speak to your mothers and daughters. I appreciate it. I love you, and all in the name of Jesus. Amen. That's the one thing we have to know, is that we all chosen to do something. And the thing is that we have to really get inside of ourselves. We have to spend that good quality time to find out, what is it that I'm here for? Why was I chosen to come? And until we get to that, it's just walking in a fog of confusion. Walking in a fog of confusion. It's like you can't really get, you can't see, you can't hear. It's just like confusion. And in order to get clarity, sometimes you have to sit down, go underneath that cloud of confusion, and settle into your own mind. Because everything that you're designed to do, to know, to have, is all within you. And I think a lot of times we're so caught up into the world that we forget those are external conditions, and that's who you are. You're a spirit. So with the spirit is housed within your body. So therefore, in order to lead the body through this earthly realm, we have to stop, sit down, and regroup, and spend more time from within. Everything that you need to know is with you. It's all in your imagination. You can see it, you can have it. If you can't see it, it's not going to reproduce itself. So that is one little tip today. And I'm doing some studying in that area. You definitely got to be able to go within. And it's so amazing. I wrote my book in 2000. And on the front of that book, it says progressing from within. And at that moment, I knew what it meant. And I utilize it sometimes, and sometimes I get off the grid, and sometimes I'm on it, and sometimes I'm off. And that's how I go in and out of the world. That's why Jesus said, you know, you are in the world, but you're not of the world. So your body is walking through this earthly realm. But everything you need to know and produce and create is coming from the inside of you. So you progress from within. And the book that I wrote, Dream Recipe, deals with creating your own recipe. Now, how are you going to create your own recipe? You have to have your ingredients on the inside of you to stir up and bake that cake. So when you're walking around into the earthly realm, you can always stop, sit down, eat off of your own cake that you created that was designed just for you. Now, it's going to take some imagination to absorb that. I don't want it to be so deep that some people say, what in the world is she talking about? Simple. Everybody has their own recipe. Your recipe for your dream cake is not going to be the same as mine. Fulfill you. Every time you get to the point where you feel like I'm hungry, I'm missing something, I'm not getting it, sit down, eat a piece of your dream cake. That is simply going inside of you, looking at who you are and feeling who you are and saying those words and thinking those thoughts and seeing those visions. And if you hold fast to that, it will manifest into your reality. Those are the ingredients to the whole recipe, just your thoughts and your visions that makes it different for each person. Of course, that was not a part of what I wrote down this morning to talk about, but that came out. And it's in my spirit because that's where I am right now, creating. I have a lot of things that I have lined up to be solidified for the earthly realm. So we want to talk about some of the things that we're going to do today and how to do that with our mother and daughter relationship. So in the meantime, you might want to text your friends and family and ask them to call in at 347-539-5078, that's 347-539-5078 to listen. Click 1 if they want to join in on the conversation and get to them when I get to the switchboard. So as I always say on Saturday morning, sit back, relax, get your pen and paper, you know, and jot down those thoughts that come to your mind. Jot down those words that creep in there. They're not coming up just for no reason. They're coming up because it's a part of your ingredients. Write it down. You know, I know some people, they have notebooks, and wherever they go, they're constantly writing and writing and writing and writing. You have to write down what comes up because you'll miss it. You'll miss it. We have so many things going on in our head that we get these ideas and we'll miss it, and then you go back and say, I can't think of it, but it was something, oh, I wish I had written it down at the time. The thing that I used to do, I used to carry around a tape recorder, and I would tape things as they come up just to make sure. Somehow or another, I lost it or got stolen or something. I'm going to have to get another one. Because a lot of times you don't have a pen or paper where you are, but if you put that tape with you in your pocketbook, I'm telling you, you read all of those thoughts, those things that are little tidbits to your journey your mind to help you create what you need to create on your journey. So that brings us to our stimulating topic this morning, and that is what's the shape of your mother and daughter relationship? Think about that. What's the shape of your mother and daughter relationship? Remember, we're on a mind series. We've been talking about various forms of the mind. That's all I do. Keep in mind, that's my journey. My journey is to help you develop your thoughts, your words, your thoughts, and your visions to create your reality. And in your mother and daughter relationship, you can do it in relationship with your spouse, your friends, your coworkers, people in general. Once you understand the concept of the intra-conversation and the ingredients that make up the intra-conversation, you can utilize that in all facets of your life. You'll be able to stop and think before you speak. Because once you get into, okay, whatever I say, I can't take that word back. It's gone. So let me be careful before I speak. And that comes with wisdom and understanding of the wisdom, and it comes from maturity. You know, I can remember, I can only speak for myself. I can remember the times when things would just pop out of my mouth. I just said what I felt. Somebody said something to me, the words started coming out, and I would just automatically respond. And to later, because I really was not that person in my spirit, later on, I was condemned. And I had to live with that condemnation. And sometimes just because I couldn't get back to the person. I don't know, it could have been somebody I saw on the street, somebody made me angry in the, I wanted to use the right word, so I'm stuttering here. Made me angry in the grocery store. You know, just somebody that you just don't know. But they said something to you, you said something to them, but later on, now you're condemned. Because then I would feel bad about it. And now it's consuming my intro conversation. I'm talking about it and saying to myself, well, maybe you shouldn't have said that. Maybe you should have just let it go. Why did you say it? And so I don't know the person to call them up and say, I'm sorry. So I have to wait and work myself through that until I forgive myself in order for it to release and go. How many times have you done that? So when we're talking about the mind, my job is to help mothers and daughters to look into their minds to see what shape is our relationship? What does it look like? Is this the relationship that we want? Are we enjoying this relationship? If you're not enjoying the relationship, you got to do something. The relationship is not going to change. Your mind has to change. Your mind has to change. Your daughter's mind has to change. In order to do that, the two of you got to sit down and expose the words and the conversations from your intro conversation, which brings it into the reality of an honest conversation in order for change to take place. For the newcomers that are coming on, I'm Dr. Bessie. I'm your host here at the Round Table on Blog Talk Radio, talking to mothers and daughters around the world. Every Saturday morning we get up. We get up with the intention of sharing our testimonies with you. We are in our fifth year this year in December, so we've been around a moment. And we've been sharing thoughts. And if you're on and you have anything that you want to say, please click one and we'll be more than happy. The more the merrier, because there are mothers and daughters around the world and you just don't know who you can help by sharing your testimony. If you want to write me, you can write me at drbessie1@gmail.com. That's drbessie1@gmail.com. I want to thank all the listeners. I thank you for getting up on Saturday morning and joining in with me and helping me to do what I do. This is my assignment, it's a part of my purpose, but in each of our purposes, we cannot, while we're here on this earth with other people, there are people assigned to each of us to help us on our journey. So I thank you for helping me on my journey. Our stimulating topic this morning is what's the shape of your mother and daughter relationship? I want to thank my co-host, Cynthia Oliver. I'm not on the switchboard. If she's there this morning, I'm sure she probably is. And all the other individuals that have co-hosted in the past, if you're on, thank you, thank you, thank you. Our platform comes from as is the mother, so is the daughter. Now, as is the mother, so is the daughter. You know, we use that. We talk about that. God spoke to me about it. They nudged in my spirit. Did you know what I think, or do you want to know what I think is the exact words? And I'm like, well, yes, this is in 2013. I've been doing this since 1999. And he said Ezekiel 16:44. Now, with Ezekiel 16:44, as is the mother, so is the daughter. What do you think he's talking about? Just think about that for a moment. As now, as is the mother, so is the daughter now. So I'm going to give you a little hint for what we're going to talk about later. The is now, and the now is the present. So hold on to that. The is now, and now is present. So as is the mother, who you are right now, mother, so will your daughter be, and so is she. It's amazing. Only God wrote it. I didn't. I don't have the total picture of it. He breaks up a little piece to me a little bit. He expands a little bit more on it to me, and he just expands something to me a few minutes ago. I didn't realize that until I was saying it, and God said, is. The key word is. That's what he said as I was talking just this moment. The key word is, as is. And he said, is now. Now is the present. In your mind, mothers, who are you right now? Who are you? Because so is you. Who you are, so is your daughter. Now. So might want to make some changes, or you might just like it the way that you are. I don't know. I'm just telling you that's what came up. That's deep to me. 3 weeks ago, our stimulating topic was a mother's vision for her daughter, and we did that on part two, the vision. And I'm just going to rehash just a moment just to bring everybody up on this, because keep in mind we have some listeners that are here every week and some that come basically every other week, but we have some people that are new, and today we may have some first-time listeners. So for all the ones that are on here, you know, you have to be patient because, you know, we're in a conversation. And just keep in mind that if you walked up and a group of ladies was at a round table and they were talking, you know, you would not have a clue as to what the conversation was about until someone says, oh, come on and join us, you know. And that's where I am right now. I'm telling the newcomers, come in and join us. Have a seat. And let me catch you up with what we're talking about. So you got that picture, that vision in your head? Now the newcomers are coming in. They're sitting down and blank because they're looking at us like, well, what are you talking about? Well, 3 weeks ago, we talked about a mother's vision for her daughter. And we hit on a few points like, you know, when a woman becomes pregnant, I'll say it that way, because she's a woman first. Excuse me. Her vision starts developing in her head. I'm pregnant. And then she has thoughts. Oh, my gosh, I'm pregnant. Either she's excited about it or she's disturbed about it. because she really didn't want to get pregnant. How did this happen? You know, that's the first thing. How did this happen? And we know that answer, but that's a reaction. And then she goes through with, okay, Lord, what am I going to do? Oh, my God, what am I going to do? This isn't every mother. This is many of the cases, especially with a young girl that's not married. What am I going to do? Then you have to settle yourself down because you're inside that vision. But settle yourself down and really get inside. And then you have to make a decision. And a lot of times the decisions are not very favorable to the child. And I'm assuming I'm going to speak from the daughter's perspective. And then again, the mother will make a decision, and 9 months later, she has a healthy, and that's when the real vision takes place. The mother carefully started planning, you know, for the nursery, the schools, and she's all the way in the future. 18 years, the child is graduating, and she sees that child going to college. And she sees the child getting married, and, you know, it's just from one phase to the other. And the projections of that, that over a period of years, that vision, because of the mind, she has, it will solidify itself. It will become solid. And that's why it's hard for a mother to give in to the daughter's vision. Because she has, over the 18 years, had in her mind, think about it now. See, whatever you believe, you want that to happen. And that's fine in your life. But even as the mother, you almost have to be it in order for your daughter to be it. That's what God said. I'm a radio host. My daughter's a radio host. I'm a magazine publisher. My daughter's a magazine publisher. You know, and it's not that she's copying me. It's just that it comes up in her spirit. Because whatever I'm being, she's being that. So when you're looking at your daughter and you're looking at who she's being, step back, go into your mind's eye, and revisit, who are you being at that moment? And if you're really honest with yourself, you want to see the similarities. I'm the author of a book. My daughter's an author of a book. I look at it and I'm thinking, wow, had I been a different mother, she would have been a different daughter. Doesn't mean I'm perfect, no. Because the mistakes that I make, I sometimes sit down and we talk about it. And I said, we are going to have to change this. I got it from my mother, a controlling spirit. And so I had that controlling spirit, but it was natural to me. So when people said I was controlling and bossy, it made no sense to me because I grew up in that spirit, and it was natural to me. So when you look at your personality, you look at your mother or the mother that raised you. Sometimes it's an aunt, grandmother, cousin, or whatever. Look at their personalities, and you're going to see the similarities. But I would tell Angie, I said, you know what? We are going to stop some of these things. We call them the pearl. That's a pearl thing right there, you know. Even down to controlling our spouse. My mother did that. She was the person who made the decision. So, you know, here you go. As is the mother, so is the daughter. So we have to talk about that. We're going to cut that. It's got to stop somewhere. And right now, as a mother, you've got to look at what is it that I'm doing that I don't want my daughter to do. I don't want my daughter to have the 30-year divorce. So we talk about that. You've got to have those conversations. This is how you're going to change. As the mother changes, the daughter's going to change. if I'm not honest with her and tell her some things, the mistakes that I made, then it's not going to erase my past. I can't exchange it for something else. So I have to change in order to exchange my past for my future vision. Therefore, it's going to affect my daughter. So that's our responsibilities, mother. We have to set the example. Just set the example. And if you believe that God is not a liar, then as you are, so she will be. That's the word. So when you're looking at the vision, you also have to look at the vision of your daughter and being able and ready to exchange your vision at different segments of your daughter's life. Now, your daughter is 8. You have visions. She's 12. There's visions. She's 14. There's visions. She's 16. There's visions. Now, you know, you got to come back and look at, okay, I still have my visions, but she's speaking to you now. That's not what I want to do. And they don't start at 14 and 16. Nowadays, they're telling you at 3. But, of course, you know your vision is the strongest. But when she gets around 14, 16 years old, this is the time when you, as a mother, needs to stop, sit down, and listen. And listen. And I'm telling you what I know as a Christian clinical psychologist in practice. Young girls come in there and they share their hearts, how they cannot wait until they turn 18. They want to leave the house. They want to get as far away from the mother as they possibly can. I have mothers bring their daughters in and say, you know what? They're getting ready to go to college. I only have a couple more years, and I want to straighten out what is going on in our relationship right now. See, that's a wise decision. Because you see and you know once she walks out that door, that's a whole different relationship. And sometimes it takes 20 to 30 years in order for you to get back to the table to have that honest conversation. And usually that's after the daughter has gotten married or have children, and she's going through and seeing now that being a mother is not as simple as she thought. It's more complicated because you have the personalities of your children that you have to take in consideration. And if you have a male and a female, two different extremes, and the personalities are different, and you're having to make decisions, you're going to stop and think, wow, now I understand what my mother was going through. Now you want to come back to the table and say, you know what, I need to have a conversation with you, mother, because I don't know how to do this. I thought it would have been much easier, and I know I didn't want to do it the way that you did it, but I realize this is not as easy as I thought. So now you're 10, 20 years in the future that you have lost all of that time that you could have spent in joy and bliss. And you probably lost some time with your grandchildren, because the first thing that usually the children will do is say, you know what, I didn't like the way she raised me, and I'm not going to expose my children to her thoughts and her visions. Therefore, you will spend as less time with your grandmother possible. That's the thought of the daughter in many cases. Now, you don't want that. As a grandmother, when that baby's born, you are reborn yourself. You want to have a second chance. As Bill Cosby said, you know, parents are grandparents are using their grandchildren as a forgiveness for what they've done to their children to get them in heaven, to keep them in good grace. I'm paraphrasing it a little bit there. But the essence is, you know, I didn't do maybe with the children that I should have, because when, you know, grandparents have wisdom now, you have a whole different outlook. I mean, the grandkids can get by with almost murder, and you say, oh, well, that's just fine. He really or she really didn't mean that. Isn't that cute? But when you were coming up as a child, please, everything had to be done in order. That's because what? They were growing as parents, and you were growing as a child. So they've had the experience. That's why when a person has the second child, they're not as tight on their rules as they were on the first child. So with all that being said, we're coming down to what our topic is for today, and that topic is the shape. What's the shape of your mother and daughter relationship? Doors. We talked about what door are you behind. And the doors only represent your mind. Are you living in the past, the present, or the future? Knowing that you can only live in the now. That's why when I said is now, is present, it came up in my mind because of the doors. And I'm thinking, you know, some people are so busy living in the past. You ever know, realize, you, and I know each of us know somebody like this, and we are like this at points in time, some more than others. Every time you speak to them, they're always bringing up something from the past. Every time you talk to them, they're always bringing up something from the past. They just live back there. And you keep trying to say, well, you know, there's nothing you can do about it. It's gone. You got to let it go. Yeah, but. And they want to stay back there. And they're missing out on life. They're missing out on the moment. Or you talk to someone and they always talk about what I'm going to do. One day I'm going to do this. One day this is going to happen. And one day I'm going to do, and it's always I'm going to do. And they're missing out on the now, because life is now. So, mother, whoever you are right now, that's who your daughter is right now. That spirit is connected. Your spirit is connected to your daughter's spirit. And you're both in the now, regardless to how you try to project your mind back or forth. And that's where we get into the conflict. Because a lot of times, the mother will always throw up the past to the daughter, or the daughter will always throw up the past to the mother. Enjoy where you are. Because you're remembering the past. You're consuming your now with your past. So what door are you behind? Think about that. If you're always living what you're going to do, this is going to happen in one day, one day, one day. You're not promised one day. You promise right now. Right now is all that you have. 30 seconds from now, we could all be gone. If you live in the moment, this is life. That's why he say, as is the mother, so is the daughter. So we're talking about what shape your mother and daughter relationship is in. Now we have to talk about your vision, because your shape and your vision are mirrors of each other. And that's what caused the confusion. Your shape and your vision of your mother and daughter relationship, mother, is different from your daughter's shape and vision of your mother and daughter relationship, which is one relationship but two visions. She may be behind door number two, the present, and you may be behind door number one, the past. Or she may be behind door number three, and you may be behind door number one. She's in the future, you're in the past, and nobody ain't living, so you really don't have a relationship. You both got to be door number two in order for you to have a living, breathing, live mother and daughter relationship. And you have to determine that. No one can determine that but you, because you're the only one knows what's in your mind. That's the one thing you have control over, and that's the one thing that you can determine. You can determine what that shape is. And when you do, you need to sit down with your daughter or sit down with your mother, whoever's going to really do it, and then decide, this is what I see our relationship looking like. What do you see? And you pretty much know if your mother's constantly battering you. Yeah, because you know when you were dating that guy, or you know when you was a teenager, or you know when you was in your 20s, you did this, and it's just constantly beating down, beating down, beating down. Let it go. Exchange your past for your now. But in order for you to do that, you got to have a now vision. You can't exchange a past vision for a now vision when you have not changed your mind. You got to change your mind. You got to be willing to say, no, I'm going to let all that go. None of that is going to change anything. It has happened. Now, you're the only person think that you can change the past. It's not going to happen. It's not. You don't know anybody that changed the past, but you know somebody that exchanged the past for their present. You don't know anybody that has gone to the future. They say you think it is a movie going to the future, but no. Your vision, you can exchange your past for your present. And you look at what is it that my daughter's thinking, what is it that I'm thinking, what are we seeing, and how can we get a mirror image of thoughts. And the only way you can do that is by revealing your intra-conversation. You have to talk. You have to let her know what's going on in your head. And most people are afraid to talk to each other. They're afraid that that ego will say, well, suppose that she rejects you. Suppose she says the same old thing. How many times have I heard, I don't want to talk to her because all she talks about is the same thing. Time is open my mouth and start talking. She start talking about the past. She start bringing up my past. She start beating me down. Well, we have to realize, what is going on in you, mother, to do that? Why is it, what is unsatisfactory in your life that you would constantly bring up your daughter's past, not unless that's who you are living in your past and you have not forgiven yourself. See, whoever you are, that's going to come out. Whatever's in your intro conversation, whatever's in your heart, those words are going to come out of your mouth. So you simply change the words that create the thought in your mind. And those thoughts will create a vision, which is the shape of your relationship. And when I say shape, in conjunction with vision, I want you to see something. I want you to see what that looks like. What color is it? That's going to take you deep into your subconscious mind. It's going to take you into a thought that's something you're just going to brush off. Think about it. See the shape. Draw it out. Visualize a color and think about it. If it's red, what does that mean? If it's a warm, soft pink, what does that mean? Spend some time. Go within yourself. You have the answers, and it will reveal itself to you. But you have to know who you are, where you are, and what you are, in order to make the change. And if you hold on to your original thoughts and believe in it, when you make the exchange now, because you're going to create a whole new vision, you know, he says, okay, this is what I'm seeing. This is what I like to see, because you want to see the desired relationship. Everybody has a desired relationship in their heart. They may not be living it out in the reality, but in their heart, they know what they want to have. They know the relationship they want to have with their daughter. They know they like to go to dinner with their daughter. They know they like to sit down, have conversations with their daughter, go out to eat, or just whatever it is that you all used to do when she was little. You know what you want. You know the desired relationship. Nobody can design that for you but you. And you have to figure out what is the desired relationship of your daughter. And then you are going to create a new relationship and exchange that new relationship for that old relationship. And that's what you call changing your mind. As the Bible say, unless a man renew his mind. See, if you don't renew your mind, you cannot change. You cannot believe that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. You have to renew your mind. You have to come up with a new belief system. Why did I come to Jesus to be saved? Why did I come? Something happened, and all of a sudden you saw a vision, and that was not what you wanted to experience. I don't want this anymore. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to exchange my old life for my renewed life. Everything is in your mind. It all works out of the mind. You get a vision. How do you get the vision? Through your words and your thoughts. Once you get the vision, you hold on to that vision. You don't change. You believe that is it. And you hold on to that. No matter what's going on in the outside world, keep in mind, you're working from within your own soul, your spirit, and your body from within. So nobody knows but you what you're thinking. Nobody knows what you're holding on to. Nobody knows what you're believing in but you. So you hold on to that as a sacred, private thought. And I guarantee you, if you don't change your mind and exchange it for something else, it will manifest into your reality. That's why I say it. If you don't like where you are, simply change what you say. Because what you say is what you're going to get. So I ask you the question, what shape is your mind? I'm going to open it up this morning. Let's see. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, darling. How are you?
I am fine. How are you?
I'm good. I'm determined. How about that? I'm determined to be well despite whatever. And that's my story, and I'm sticking with it.
All right.
So with regard to what you said, Dr. Fletcher, we do as mothers and daughters have a desire for a better relationship. However, we are stuck in past.
You're backing up a little bit.
Can you hear me now?
It's better.
Okay. I was saying that as a mother, as a daughter, we all have the desire to have a better relationship with our daughters. Can you hear me, Dr. Fletcher?
No, it's very cranky.
I took it off the headphones. It's the headphones are going in and out. But anyway, and as you were saying, what you were saying this morning with regards to we have shaped our relationships. It is so true. But what we neglect to understand, Dr. Fletcher, we as mothers and daughters, we all have a desire to feel better about our relationship with our mothers and daughters, but we neglect to understand how the words of the past has shaped our now relationship. And until that mother, until that daughter have a desire to drop everything from the past and get that renewing of the mind that you referred to, we're going to always see our mothers and we're going to always see our daughters in the past because we have neglected to reshape our own mind. And see, it's the job is on us personally. It's not on the other person to reshape their minds that the relationship can change. It's if we are the ones who design it, we are the ones who have to do the work. You understand? Because that other person may never do the work. But if you just do your work, it will change the relationship in itself.
That is true.
The relationship may never be what you want it to be, but you can change your mind and reshape your mindset about your loved one. And I think of all the things we desire, I think that changing of the minds, how we feel about the people God has put in our lives, our mothers, our daughters, I think our job as a human being is to become a better person so we can see that person as a better person. Because I hear this all the time with the young ladies that we work with, that I'm already a better mother than my mother. But see, they missed it. Your job is to become a better person, not a better mother, because all those other things will fall into place. You become a better mother by reshaping your mind. You're not to look at the other person as though they're the bad person. You understand? But until we stop, like you said that at the very beginning of the segment, until we stop and look into the words that's been coming out of our own mouths and what we have in our own minds, we can never reshape the present.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's why it goes right back to, as is the mother, so is the daughter. You can only do you, mother. And if you do you, it automatically going to affect your daughter.
And I think that we are so busy looking at each other and hoping the other one will change that we neglect to see our part in the now relationship. We're so busy looking at the other person wanting them to change that we don't even think we had a part in it.
Yeah, that is true. Well, you know, my thing is that, you know, sometimes when we're looking at the mother and we think that maybe I'm a little rough on the mother is the lead. The mother is the one that everything else falls from. It's like a domino effect. And the reason I said that is because I had this vision and talking, it was just a conversation, you know how we get, and we're talking to God, and God is sharing things with us, and all of a sudden he said, you know, as is the mother, so is the daughter, that daughter is going to become like the mother simply because if the mother is out there doing things and she thinks that nobody else knows what she's doing, she's doing it's a secret, nobody knows, and that daughter can, when you come back in the house, you bring back that spirit, that negative energy that you confronted out there. So if a mother is out there cheating and doing things, then you may think my five-year-old daughter will never know. But the Lord just showed me in my spirit, he said, yeah, but you come back into that house and you hug that daughter, you're passing on those spirits into her spirit. So when she gets up, all of a sudden she starts thinking about doing things like cheating. You know, and you wonder why and where that came from. So why is this thought coming up in my mind? As is the mother, so is the daughter. You can't get around it. And like I told, I was speaking to some people this past weekend, and I said, I didn't create that. Those are God's words. And he clearly say, no matter what you do, it's going to affect your daughter as that mother. So we as mothers have to be very careful with what we do, even to this day. You think, well, she's grown. I don't have to really watch what I say or do, or, you know, she's on her own now. But no, no, no. It doesn't change. That's why when God gave me that verse, he said, add nothing to it and take nothing away from it. It is a complete statement. It means exactly what I said, as is the mother. Mothers would really take that, if every mother would take that statement and really digest that statement, it would change their relationship with their daughters. It really will. Because if you really look at it, and that doesn't mean you're a bad person. We all out here learning. We all make mistakes. You know, had I known that statement years ago, I wouldn't have made the mistakes I made in my marriage, in my life. I wouldn't have made some of the mistakes because that would have checked me. It would have checked me. I would have probably been a little bit more careful because I've been like, oh, my God, you know. So we have got to get this message out to as many mothers as we possibly can, and especially young mothers. So, you know, I'm printing it out, I'm giving it out, I'm sending them to the website. You know, we just got to say, as is the mother, so is the daughter. And to a young mother, she will get that. As is the mother, so is the daughter. And let her take that on and see what it feels like. And then she'll start visualizing what shape is my mother and daughter relationship. What shape is it? What visions do I see? So, you there, Cynthia?
I'm here.
Yeah, I had to kind of bleep you out just a little bit because of the static. But basically,
all is well.
Basically, that's, you know, the take on it. And it starts with the mother, and you just got to spend some time. You know, we don't want to leave here and not complete or feel good. You don't want to wake up at 80 and think back and say, I wish I'd have done this with my daughter or my granddaughter or my great-grand. And when you get to those great-grands, you're really into a whole nother dimension, you know, and you're really getting ready to leave. You know, we are leaving. Regardless of what you think, you are leaving. You can act as if you think you're going to be here for a lifetime. That lifetime can be in the next 10 minutes because we are leaving. So we have got to look at it 80 and then decide, I wish I had it. It's an injustice to God. He allowed you. He kept you. And he kept you in all your mess. And then now that you know better, you got to do better. So, anyway, that's our take on it. Thank you. Have a blessed day.
You too, Dr. Fletcher, and have a great week.
All right, honey. Same to you. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, we'll talk soon. Bye-bye. Love you.
Love you too. Bye-bye. All right, anybody else want to say anything? That's our take on it today. You know, mothers and daughters, you've got to come to the conclusion. You've got to look at your relationship. You've got to change whatever it is that's not working in the relationship. You know, I was on a talk show, a young lady that invited me on the talk show, and we talked, Denise, absolutely wonderful. I have to tell you guys when that is airing, but we was connected spiritually as if we'd known each other for a lifetime. But I could tell she was raised by her grandmother, and her grandmother lives now through her, and everything that she does is a reflection of her grandmother. And the one thing she said to me, she said, I could always go to my grandmother, and my grandmother would always give me an answer, and the answer was always, she said, a verse out of the Bible. And so one day, you know, grandmother's gone now, and she was into a moment, and she said, Lord, she said, I could always go to my grandmother, and my grandmother always had the answer. And she said, I could hear it, Dr. Fletcher, as clear as I'm talking to you. The Lord said, yeah, because she got the answers from me. And I told her, see, that's what we have to do. That's that pass on thing. Her grandmother let her know, I'm not going to tell you something from me. I'm going to tell you something from the Word of God. So now when she got there and she's talking and wishing that she had a grandmother to give her a word, and Lord, grandmother always had the answer. And the Lord said, yes, because she got it from me. And I said, what she did, she showed you. When I'm gone, see, we got to prepare our kids for when we're gone. She showed her, when I'm gone, go to this book, and you'll get your answer. She never said what she wanted her to hear from her own words. She gave her the word of God on every situation. And I told her, I said, did you get it? She said, yeah, I got it. And then I realized, you know, God is here for me too. So the same answers are there. But we have to do those kind of things that when we are gone, we are still training and they're still living according to our vision. And that's the word of God. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. Hi,
yeah.
How are you?
Hi, I'm Dr. Bessie. This is Evangelist Cecilia from Brooklyn, New York. Yeah, I was listening to you today, and it really, you know, I really understood exactly what you were saying. When you first started, I say 5 years ago, I didn't really get it when you always were saying mother, mother, mother. But like the mother, so is the daughter, and I see that so much in my daughter now, and I see that in my granddaughter with my daughter, and it's so true. That's why it's best to do and let your children see than just tell them and don't do, because whatever you do and you surround yourself with, they will do also. And I heard what you said about Angie and stuff like that. And when you first said about the book, I was like, wow, Angie following in her mother's footsteps. And probably it wasn't a plan. It just naturally happened. As the mother, so is the daughter. And I see that. And I also see that, you know, my daughter, even though she's grown now, she looked to me. She called me, she asked me questions and stuff like that. Whether she takes everything in consideration or have her own spin on it, they do look up to you. They do care, and you are an important figure in their life. And I see why God made mothers and daughters. They are very, you know, they are very important. And I just said that I told you before, I got it. I always say, Dr. Bessie, you always say the mother. You always say the mother. Why not the daughter? But now I got it, and it's so clear. And sometimes God take you, you know, around so you can really get the whole picture of it.
Yeah. And the thing of it is, we're all in training. So we learn the lessons, we move up to the next level, and that's where you are, where we are. You know, we move up to the next level. We just can't stop the learning process. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
God bless you. Love you.
Love you too.
All right. If you'll hold on, I'll be right back.
You've been listening to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. If you'd like to make a love offering to support the show, go to AskDrBessie.com and click on the donate button and show your support. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Make sure to tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, better known as Dr. Bessie. See you next Saturday at 10 a.m.
That's our show. Have a blessed day. God bless you. See you next week.